Nigeria is sub-Saharan Africa's most populous country. The country is also youthful. According to the UN Population Fund, one-third of the population is young people between the ages of 10 and 24. But fewer than 42% of children under the age of 5 have a birth certificate. And children in rural areas are even less likely to be registered than those in the cities. Remote villages, under-resourced local population councils, and poor data management systems bring to the fore the challenges of documenting Nigeria's growing number of children, according to UNICEF, the UN Children's Fund. Peter Ohoja is the registrar with the National Population Commission in Ogbadibo, Nigeria.
In the rural areas, the level of registration is low because of lack of understanding, the level of illiteracy, awareness, lack of awareness, and the terrain, because you need to get a bike to go to an interior area to enlighten them, and it involves moving around.
And UNICEF estimates that Nigeria will have the highest absolute rise in child population by 2025. To account for this rapidly growing population and address challenges associated with getting children registered, the government, with the support of UNICEF and partners, has established a monitoring and evaluation system called Rapid SMS. This is how it works. At the Yaikyo Local Government Health Clinic, El Omonia is getting her son, Emmanuel, registered. Emmanuel's details are filled into a white form. At the end of a 20-minute consultation, El Omonia receives her son's yellow birth registration document.
It's important for my son to have his birth certificate in order for him to identify with his country or nationality in Nigeria.
Twice a month, Tintier Ver, one of 3,000 registrars across the country, will send Emmanuel's data along with all the other children he's registered to a central database via SMS.
I mean, I put in my own special code and put the SMS and send the data.
This data can be viewed on a public dashboard, which is monitored by Samuel Ugela, head of division at Vital Registration in Benue State.
So it is easy now to monitor them in my office than before, and that has increased the registration in the state.
Once a month, the white forms are collected from each registrar and sent to the State Data Collection Center, where the information is cross-checked with the SMS data. Every 3 months, the forms are sent to a data processing center where physical information is transformed into electronic data in the national system. It's indeed a lengthy process and one not without challenges. But for the first time, managers at a local level are able to identify bottlenecks and discrepancies early on